Welcome to Radio Times. I'm Tracy Matisak, in for Marty Moscowane. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross Jr. resigned abruptly last night, sending shockwaves through the city. It was just last week that Mayor James Kenney called Ross the best police commissioner in America. Last night, the mayor said Ross's resignation was in the best interest of the department after allegations of sexual harassment and racial and gender discrimination surfaced within the ranks. The commissioner is accused of mishandling some of those accusations for personal reasons. WHYY's Ryan Briggs has been covering the story and joins us now with the latest. Ryan, welcome to Radio Times.
Thanks for having me.
So no one saw this coming.
I think it's fair to say that sources inside the mayor's office, sources, in the upper echelons of the police department all seem to say that they were completely stunned by the resignation. It also came via like a 5:30 p.m. press release from the mayor's office, which is, suffice to say, not how police commissioners typically resign. And Ross hasn't really said anything since then. So that's also a break from the past where there's usually some ceremony, a changing of the guard, right? This is more scandalizing.
What exactly is Commissioner Ross accused of doing or not doing here as it relates to the sexual harassment and discrimination complaints that have surfaced?
Yeah, I mean, the timing of his resignation comes along with an amendment to an ongoing lawsuit about the failure of the department to address sexual harassment claims made by police officers. And I suppose the part that's most relevant to his resignation is this amendment that, states that Ross had allegedly engaged in a, romantic affair with one of the police officers that had brought this complaint. And it is also alleged that he particularly failed to address her complaints as a form of perhaps revenge for, this affair that had, fizzled. So that's his personal connection to this suit.
Yeah, and as you read the lawsuit, as you mentioned, this is an amendment. So this was not included in the original suit that was filed in
almost
July.
A month ago. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it was just added. And some fairly salacious details, not involving the commissioner, we should be careful
Correct.
To point out.
Correct.
But
not in the harassment part, yes, right?
Right.
And the failure to address harassment, perhaps as some relationship to, in a romantic entanglement with the subordinate that had, ended.
Yeah. And without getting into graphic detail, what are some of the issues that are alleged in that complaint?
The complaint is really far-reaching. I mean, there's a number of other police officers that are named in the suit. You have instances of groping, derogatory comments towards subordinates, people who were, I guess, denigrating women who were pregnant, I think, at one point. There's a section about that. It's really just a string of a litany of different complaints. And there are sort of two female officers who are bringing this larger suit. And it's only recently that Ross had kind of been, sort of like added on to that in a more personal way. It is aimed at, a very wide swath of the police administration. They're saying it's a cultural problem. It's a systemic problem. And there was a failure to address these lingering issues. And that's kind of where the mayor jumped off in his announcement that Ross would be leaving. Is he was also saying nothing about Ross's personal involvement with these people, but he was pointing the finger at Ross for failing to address that wider systemic culture of harassment in the Philly PD.
I want to talk about that for a minute. How big an issue has this been for the Philadelphia Police Department?
Yeah, it's hardly unprecedented. There have been a string of these suits. Some of them were very high profile in the past. We had written about the issue of sexual harassment in the department a year ago and interviewed a former Philadelphia police officer who I believe had sexual assault allegations regarding a superior that had gone back to the early 2000s. And she was still, sort of engaged in, resolving some of those issues. It's not new, but I think what the issue is not new, but what sort of makes it more timely from perhaps the mayoral administration's perspective is that they said a year ago, we need to address this. You need to make some cultural changes. And Ross is a cop's cop. He worked his way up the department. He has a lot of allies in the upper administration. He is not a person that you would maybe look to immediately for that kind of radical shift in culture because he is so woven into the fabric of the department in good and perhaps bad ways.
Yeah. So do you anticipate that we may see more where this came from, that on some level this may just be the beginning?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. It would be hard to kind of hypothesize, but the interim commissioner, Christine Coulter, is named in the suit. And so there is sort of a bridge into, you know, this interim administration that's coming in. And so, you know, she's not by any means exempted from that.
Yeah. I want to talk about her in just a moment, but I'm also interested to know if there is information available about the racial discrimination complaints. What do we know about that?
In terms of...
Are there specific allegations? I know that as you look at this, the lawsuit that we talked about, you know, there's a lot of detail about the sexual harassment piece of it. Mm-hmm. What do we know about the racial discrimination piece?
Yeah, I believe the two officers involved in the suit, one is Hispanic, one is African-American. And, you know, that is also a lingering issue. The Guardian Civic League, which is, you know, coalition of mostly black police officers, you know, has repeatedly raised these similar concerns that there's also a racial discrimination component. There have been racial incidents in the department, and that's also addressed, you know, in the suit. Although, at least in the context of Ross and what we're talking about today, you know, that mostly kind of revolves around this the sexual harassment dynamic of it. But yes, that's in there.
What's the FOP saying about this news?
I mean, I think the FOP has generally been relatively kind to Ross, which is a little telling, perhaps, of, you know, his relationship to some of the older guard members of the department. So, I mean, they've released a statement, but it's not perhaps as cutting as you've seen them be in the past when they have a commissioner that they feel is not on their side.
Ryan, there was some reporting that said that Commissioner Ross offered his resignation as early as Sunday night and the mayor would not accept it and then obviously changed his mind yesterday. What happened in the interim or what do we know about that?
From the people that I've spoken to, it sounds like there are exactly two people in Philadelphia who know the answer to that question, and that's Mayor Kenney and that's Commissioner Ross. And so I think it is probably fair to say that there was, you know, a more personal dimension to what happened here. I would certainly be speaking out of turn if I said that I knew exactly what that was. But you can absolutely say that this has been an extremely tense summer for the Philadelphia Police Department. The scandal involving police and making, you know, racist or violent comments on Facebook, this extremely high-profile shooting incident in which six officers were recently injured. I mean, there's got to be a lot of tension in the department and between the department and the administration, which is also there with them dealing with, you know, each one of these kind of things. And now, you know, just less than a week's gone by and you have the commissioner implicated in the sexual harassment scandal. I'm not going to speculate, but I think listeners can read into, you know, what that all amounts to inside the walls of City Hall or the, you know, police headquarters.
What a difference a couple of days makes.
Yeah.
And you mentioned both of the incidents, the Facebook scandal. A number of officers were suspended with intent to dismiss. A larger number were disciplined behind that. Then you had the shooting just last week in Tioga. And Commissioner Ross was generally praised for his handling of both of those incidents.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And I think that you can also be fair to Ross in looking at the handling of the Facebook incident and saying, well, they actually are attempting to dismiss some officers over these, you know, particularly egregious social media posts, and that is kind of a break from the past. And so I think, like, in the kindest reading that you could give to the commissioner is that, like, these might be issues that, like, there is no person that could fully address or fully move the department, you know, an old school police department that has really been plagued by a lot of these issues for decades, if not since its very inception. Is there a person that could, you know, do the lift on this? And so, you know, it's possible that Ross is also a guy who just got hit with a lot of bad stuff all at once. The actions that are outlined in the suit if they are true, are indefensible. But still, it's a lot to take on, even before you get to that stuff. Uh-huh. And I think people did praise Ross for some of his handling, especially the safe resolution of the standoff, with the shooter that had injured six police officers.
He was appointed commissioner in 2016, mm-hmm. I believe. What was his reputation within the department prior to these high-profile events of the last few weeks?
Yeah, as I had alluded to a little bit earlier, he was a careerist. He worked his way up from the bottom rungs to, being on deck even before, I think, Kenny came in as a likely successor, a likely commissioner. Again, a guy who I think was viewed very favorably, at least by people who were in positions of power in the department. And he had been in command of a number of elite units in the department before that. He was a very known quantity. He had been a deputy commissioner since, I believe, 2005. And I recall at the time of his appointment, a lot of people saying Ross had waited his turn, and it was his turn to take this job. And so you can kind of draw something out of that, I think, about his long-term aspirations and how he functioned in the department.
Yeah. Ryan, you reported, I believe it was you, that the mayor is now looking to an outside firm to get involved in managing some of this. What do we know about that?
I actually don't know much more than just that statement. That's my understanding. And that's also, a decision that was made in the aftermath of the Facebook scandal that we've mentioned a couple times now. I think in general, that's just considered to be a good move because otherwise you're asking the department to, in effect, investigate itself. And so you want to have, some kind of objectivity, some sort of an outside party involved in that. But I don't have many more details than that.
You talked about how these allegations of sexual harassment are certainly not new to the Philadelphia Police Department. I'm wondering if you know how Philadelphia ranks, or how do we stack up relative to other police departments in major cities across the country? Is this something that other departments are grappling with as well?
I mean, it's tough to compare different departments, but I talking to criminologists, I've heard before that the older East Coast departments, places, and also including places like Chicago, maybe, that have developed almost centuries-long cultures. I mean, the PPD goes back to the 19th century in some iteration. It's a lot harder to address what kind of becomes this more embedded culture in the department, and people kind of hand that down to new recruits as they come in, right? And you're not a fresh face there. So you're learning from people who've maybe been there for decades, or intergenerationally, is a thing that you also see, is multiple generations of cops, cop families, and things like that. So I think that makes Philadelphia a bit of an outlier. I've never seen a list of the worst, but I've heard that from people, that when you compare it to, say, departments in kind of newer cities, cities that grew in the 20th century, say, and developed a more modern culture that was trying to get to some of these best practices for here's how we're going to do things and try to be clean and above board, that's a little bit better there. And I imagine that applies to sexual harassment issues.
15 quick seconds. Who's replacing Commissioner Ross as the interim?
That's Christine Coulter. Yes. Another careerist in the department.
Ryan Briggs, thank you so much. When Radio Times comes right back, we will be talking about efforts across Pennsylvania where school districts are trying innovative ways to keep students safe. Will they work? We'll talk about that and more when Radio Times comes back.